A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Ayin Zayin, Yuma 77a, pagination page 153, but we will start on the facing page, Ayin Vav Amud Beis 76b, pagination 152. Approximately the middle of the page, between top and bottom, the last word on the line is Rechitza. The original topic that the Gemara is dealing with over here is understanding the sources for the Chamisha Inuyim, the five afflictions on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara asks, Rechitza v'sicha minolon de'ikri inuy. How do you know that bathing and anointing oneself with oil, smearing oil on one's skin, is considered a topic of inui that we are obligated to refrain from on Yom Kippur? Dichsiv, and the pasuk brings a proof, the Gemara brings a proof from the pasuk regarding Daniel, which launches us into a fascinating discussion about Daniel, who has a book under his name in Tanakh. Daniel starts off in the beginning of the book, described as a young boy who is forcibly taken from Yerushalayim to Bavel at the time preceding the Golos, at the time when Nebuchadnezzar simply wanted to show that he was boss before he actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Daniel is portrayed, on the one hand, in utmost simplicity. He's a simple person, just doing what has to be done. He defers to Yechezkel, for example, on a particular occasion when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah consult with him. On the other hand, he is considered a leader of the generation, and his impact is tremendous. He's known to us, as Hashem describes him, Daniel Ish Chamudos, Daniel the Beloved One. Daniel is the one who's described as being very careful regarding the laws of Kashrus when he's there in the court of the king of Bavel. He's the one consulted when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah are debating if they should purposely be Mekadesh Hashem by defying Nebuchadnezzar and not bowing to his icon. And later on, we find Daniel, even at the time when the king outlaws tefillah, davening, Daniel continues davening, and some of our tefillos are based on those recorded from him when he was so agitated in the midst of the galus, yearning to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and waiting for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which was promised by the Navi at the conclusion of 70 years of galus. Ubinosi Basfarim, Daniel is described, checking into the Sfarim, trying to figure out when the Geula would occur. So the Pasuk in Perek Yud of Daniel describes that Daniel was going the extra mile. He was trying to atone or daven properly regarding a problem in that the king had approved the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and then revoked that permission. So the pasuk says, Lechem chamudos lo achalti, I did not eat desirable bread, good bread I didn't eat, ubasav yayin lo ba'el pi, and meat and wine did not come into my mouth, I didn't eat that, v'soch lo sachti, and I did not anoint myself. There's a question in the Mefarshim how long this time period that Daniel is describing was. Discussion described by the Pasuk of 21 days, or if days means a longer period like years, then this was a 21-year period. The discussion is whether he simply went without during the day, and at night he ate, and perhaps at night, he's describing, even at night, when I did eat, I didn't eat desirable bread, and I didn't do these other behaviors, basar, yayin, and anointing. But in any case, the description is that there's a specific type of behavior that Daniel was displaying. And the Gemara says, about three lines later, Uminolan dechoshev ki'ino, how do you know that this is considered an affliction? Dechsiv, ayomer elai, and Gavriel, the Malach, came to Daniel and said, Altira Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. From the time that you resolved to understand and to lihisanos, to fast or afflict yourself in front of Hashem, your words were heard, your davening was accepted. So we see that the word lihisanos, to afflict, was used to describe Daniel's behavior. And Tosfos discusses why exactly we're so confident that lihisanos is referring to the soch lo sachti, to the anointing, but that's how the Gemara states that lihisanos includes or refers to the soch lo sachti, the anointing. The conclusion of the Gavriel's statement was, Va'ani bosi bidvarecha, and I came because of words regarding you. A very enigmatic statement, which the Gemara on today's daf explains. So Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, 77a, about 10 lines down, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMichael, at the time of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, Hashem said to Michal, Michal, sorcha umascha, your nation that you represent, you're supposed to advocate for, it has messed up. There's certainly some good ones among them. Amar lo, and Hashem said, no, ani sorif osam vila tovim shebohem, the destruction, the churban, is going to apply to them and to the good ones among them. Miyad, immediately, Vayomer Eloish Lavosh Habadim, and Hashem said to Gavriel, Boel Binos Lega, and there's a description here, Male Chofnecha Gachale Yesh, fill your hands with coals, Uzuroka Loir, and throw it on the city. Presumably, this is like the spiritual act which is going to result in the physical destruction that would follow. Miyad, but what actually happened is that Gavriel did not take the coals directly in his hand. Vayishlach ha-kruv es yado, first the kruv lifted the coals, and then gave it to Gavriel. And that, like a description of klisheni type of thing, cooled it off a bit. At the end of a line, Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Il Molei lo nitzdanenu gecholam yodo shal kruv liyodo shal Gavriel, if not for the fact that the coals cooled off through the kruv taking them first and then giving them to Gavriel, lo nishtarim isareim shal Yisrael sari depalit, there would be no remnant or survivor, Rachmana Litzlan. That cooling it off of this spiritual coals is what saved Klal Yisrael, that the Churban was not as intense as it might, Rachmana Litzlan, have been. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, in the middle of a line, about three lines later, Ba'osu shaotziu leGavriel me'achorei ha'pargud, at that time, they took Gavriel from the special place, dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'machyu shitin pulsil denura, and they struck him with fire, Amrulei, they told him, Ilo avadata, lo avadata. If you wouldn't have done it, so you wouldn't have done it, you would have been hoping that Hashem revokes the decree. But avadata, but if you did it already, amai lo avadata kifi kudeich, why didn't you do it the way you were told to do it? And the Gemara describes how Duviel, Sora de Parsoi, this minister of the Parsium of Nebuchadnezzar's nation, was given assent, ukme bechari ke, he was put in the place of prominence, and he remained there, and there was a problem. 3 lines from the wide counting up. V'hinei Michael echad asarim arishanim ba'lo azreini. Michael tried to come and help Gavriel. And there was a tax that was being decided upon in heaven that would eventually be implemented on earth. And Gavriel tries to mitigate it with an argument that Klal Yisrael has Tamidei Chachamim who work very hard to learn Torah, even their wives are menadados Shena ba'olam hazeh, they have sleepless nights in the effort to promote Torah. V'lo ishkichu alav, and it wasn't enough for attention to be paid to the argument. And then at the end of a line, about 5 lines into the wide, Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, Gavriel said, Master of the universe, im yiyu kol chachmei umas ha'olam b'chaf moznayim, if all the wise or great people of the nations would be on a scale, v'daniel ish chamudus b'kaf shniyah, and Daniel would be on the other side of the scale, lo nimtza machriyas kulam, isn't Daniel great enough to outweigh them all? You have to give Daniel's nation special attention and protection. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem responded, Miu zeh shemelamed zuchus al bonai, who is this that is saying favorable things about my children? Amru lefanav ribono shel olam Gavriel. And they answered, Master of the universe, it's Gavriel who's talking. Amar lohem, and Hashem said, Yavo, let him come back. So he was sent out, because at the time of the Churban, he let the coals cool down, and he was not following directives properly. But he was brought back in. Shenemar v'ani basi bidvorecha, I was brought back in bidvorecha, because I talked about you, Daniel. And that's this Gemara, which is describing Daniel's greatness, ish chamudos, beloved, despite the galus, doing what he could do and maintaining his faith in the ultimate redemption, davening for it, fasting for it, yearning for it. Daniel is a pillar, a role model for the Jews in galus. And again, how did we start the discussion? Because the structure of what he did to try to achieve rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and his disappointment that the permission was revoked included v'soch lo sachti, that he didn't anoint. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.